For the scripture reading, it say a few things this might help you tonight in the Lord's word. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter number 8, verse number 26. The Bible said, the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went and behold a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, this Philip here is the Philip in Acts 6, and he's a deacon in Acts 6, if you want to call them deacons, and done evangelist work here. The Bible said that then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? So this man is in his chariot, and it looks like to me in reading this that there's a man driving him. And that's the way it looks like to me. And this eunuch, this Ethiopian man, was the treasurer of Candace. Candace was the queen of Ethiopia. This man was in charge of her treasure. And of course, they had wealth and riches. And see, a eunuch, of course, most of the eunuchs were physical. Of course, you know what I'm talking about tonight. I'm not going to get descriptive about it, but they were operated on, of course, for a purpose for the position. Now, there was some that was not. They was an official in the court. Potiphar was the officer of the court of Pharaoh. He was set aside for that purpose. And it looks like to me that a lot of these eunuchs were like chamberlains or guards over specific things. That's just the way I see it tonight. The eunuch of great authority. This man had authority. And he had been to Jerusalem to worship, the Bible said. He went to worship in Jerusalem. So you picture that in your mind. This man travels probably around 20 miles to come to, or might have been more than that, come to Jerusalem to worship. Here, while he's down in the desert, he's reading the Bible. He's reading the Scripture, the Old Testament leaves of Scripture in Isaiah 53. And he's sitting there, and he's reading it out loud. He's reading it to himself. Now, in the prior verses, Philip had left Samaria, and an angel told Philip to go to this place of Gaza, which is a place in Palestine, desert, especially a solitary place. And that was a lead that he had of God. This angel tells Philip to go down to Gaza, and he arose and went, and that's when he beheld the Ethiopian. God didn't tell him, amen, he's going to see that. He just said, go down there. When he got there, he seen the Ethiopian. Thank God, the man here that was charge of treasure, and he was sitting in his chariot and reading Isaiah the prophet. Verse 29 is a key verse in the Christian life. Then the Spirit, notice that, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And of course, go approach it. Go meet this man. And the thing about it is the Christian life, that we as individual people that saved by the grace of God are led by the Spirit of God. Listen, there's things people can ask me that I can't answer them because that's a spiritual matter, and God's got to speak to your heart. If God told me I could give it, I do give it, I would give you what I think. But the thing of it is, if you're being led by God, then you need to follow the Spirit. The Spirit of God will take you to a place, amen, that you wouldn't go. Amen. You just wouldn't do it if God don't tell you to do it. And I've seen God use things like it. Here's an unusual happening. That revival broke out in Samaria, and now Philip is leaving Samaria and going down to the desert. There's one man down there, ain't God, that's reading the Scriptures. And the Bible said in verse 30, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? Do you have an understanding of what you're reading? Amen. Do you know what you're reading? You know, thank God, that man was reading out loud. Philip joined him and he asked the man, do you understand? Do you know? What do you know about this? rebellious. And the man said, how can I except some man should guide me? And so it looks like to me this man's got interested, amen, in the Scripture. And listen, it was Isaiah 53. That's amazing. And Isaiah 53 is being read, one of the Scriptures. Probably Jewish people wouldn't want nobody to read because they don't understand it. Amen. That's right. They don't know who, they don't want to accept the fact that Isaiah 53 is the text of the Messiah, and thank God the Redeemer, amen, and what He went through to purchase a sinful mankind. They reject it. They reject His Messiahship. And so here this man's reading that. Here this man by Philip, thank God, he said that he desired him to come sit with him in the chariot. And then he took the place of the Scripture. And he tells here in verse number 33 and 34 that he's talking about the life of Christ here and what He went through, the judgment, and His life is taken. And verse 32 said, He's talking of sheep and a slaughter, and a lamb before shears is dumb. So he's reading, thank God, about the crucifixion. He's reading about what Christ went through. He was a suffering sheep. Amen. A sheep to the slaughter. The word slaughter is the same word as a butcher house. That He absolutely was massacred on the cross. That God turned His wrath on His Son. And Jesus willfully laid down His life. No man took it from Him. A sheep has no defense. Amen. A sheep walks right into it. And He willingly walked right into the judgment of God on sin. Amen. This Son. God loves us today. I'll tell you that. Prove it by the cross. The greatest picture of love in the Bible is Him giving His life in our place. He became every sin that man would ever be, that He could redeem us from that sin. He become, my friend, the drunkard on the cross. He become, my friend, every sin, amen, that man would ever be, amen, that He might redeem man from sin. And He was laid down His life. He laid down His life. God committed His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What greater love had no man than this? A man laid down his life for his friends. And the Bible said, thank God, in verse 35, well, the eunuch said, as he talked about himself, which he knew Isaiah went through some sufferings. He knew Jeremiah. He knew the old prophets. Amen. Had suffered much. And he said, is this man speaking of himself, or is it another man? And the Bible said, Philip opened his mouth and began the same Scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Amen. Thank God he got right on what the Scripture said. The Bible said this Word to God is where the effectual work of God is in a man's heart. That the Word's got to get in you. Amen. It had to get in that man. I don't know how much before this man had heard, but he was interested in reading the Scripture. He didn't have no understanding of who the Bible's talking about. Unto that man of God, Philip, got up in the chariot, preached unto him Jesus. He proclaimed and declared a truth, thank God, that opened this man's eyes to who he was. And really, repentance is that. Repentance is a change of mind, who you say Christ is. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 2. Peter said, repent and be baptized. Listen, that repentance there is just a change. It is compunction. It is being sorrowful. But it's more than that. It's a change of mind. Amen. This is the Messiah. This is the Holy One of Israel. This is the one sent from God whom ye hanged on a tree and crucified. And that's what he's saying. He's saying it's Jesus. Amen. And preached unto him Jesus. Thank God for that name. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen. In that day and time, there's great persecution against the church. Acts 8 and 1. Paul was consenting to the death of the people of God. Amen. Listen. And God sent Philip down to Samaria. And brethren, listen, they had a great revival there. Joy was in the city. And people was getting saved. And brethren, listen. Thank God tonight, them men of God came there. And God said, Philip, go down to Gaza. Go to the desert. Amen. Get down there. Amen. And when he got there, he seen that man. Amen. Now he's in the chariot preaching to that man. That's the way God does it. There was a day God set you in his chariot. And God had a man of God to preach to you. The gospel, the grace of God. And brother, listen, this man heard preaching. He heard a man preach. Amen. I don't know the style, but I know the unction. And I know what it takes. It takes a good hand of God on it. And when God touches it, I'm telling you, it works every time in the heart of the man that hears. If a man will get interested, God will open his heart to it. Amen. Problem today, if people ain't interested, and the sad thing about it is, you wasn't and I wasn't, but God had to get you interested. Amen. You wasn't interested. I wasn't interested in God. I was talking to Brother Craig today, and we was talking about that. And I said I wasn't even looking for him. I was living for myself. I had my own sin in my flesh. And I was living after. He said that in Ephesians 2. We is living for the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature children of wrath. Listen tonight. The difference between me and a man going to hell isn't my good works, and it isn't how good I live. It's the Son of God. It's grace to tonight. It's Him. A lot of you are not trying to find their way to God. You can't, friend. It's got to find God with you. He comes where you at. It ain't you coming to Him until He comes to you first. Amen. No man ever comes to God first. God comes to him first. He would never know the conviction of God unless the Word of God came to him. Jesus Christ is a living Word. Amen. The written word's a blessing, but I'm telling you, the written word to reveal the living Word. He said the Word was made flesh, and that Word made flesh is Christ. Amen. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And brother, listen, he said, John said in 1 John, we looked at Him. We touched Him. We held Him. Amen. We know what it is to have fellowship with Him. And we desire you. We declare in you this thing that you might have fellowship with Him and us. That's where your joy is, amen. That's where salvation's in the person. What is salvation? Jesus Christ. John 17 said to know Him salvation. That's what He said in John 17. And this is life eternal, that they might know the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. That is that. It's a meeting. This eunuch, this Ethiopian man, did not know that. He was seeking, though. He had been to worship, and he had left. And I believe he got so interested, he had that chariot to stop. And he started reading that text that he had, probably on a leaf or something. Amen, where it had been written down. And now he's reading this, and here this man of God gets up and he preaches. Listen, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. A man don't get saved no other way. He's got to hear the gospel. He's got to let it get in his ears. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He's got to hear it. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that hath sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, pass from death unto life. It takes the hearing of the word. If you had not heard, you would not know tonight. Amen. You would not know, brother. Listen, thank God for hearing the Word. It's a blessing from God to have the Holy Ghost to hear it. Amen. In your own heart, when you and God read the Scriptures, when you hear a man preach, when you hear somebody teach, when you hear somebody testify, it's hearing, brother. Listen, hearing is greatly important tonight, because the way faith comes is by hearing the Word of God. That's right. And in them days, and they didn't have nothing but a man of God coming out there. They had the Old Testament text, but they didn't understand it. Amen. They had an orator. They had a man spoke it. Amen. That's right. They just didn't pick up something and read it and say, well, I believe that. They had to hear it. Amen. That's right. There's people that's raised in religion all their life. But they don't know it till the Holy Spirit preaches it to them and lets them know. Amen. That's why we hear. God didn't leave you here and me here not to do nothing. God wants us to be a verbal witness. God wants us to speak the truth in love and help people. Amen. Listen. Thank God tonight, friend. God says, because he's got a voice. And the voice is his people. And God's body on earth is church. And how are we going to get the gospel out of the sinner unless the church transports it? Amen. It's God's plan in the world. That's God's plan. We should feel the... You know what it said about them apostles? It said they filled Jerusalem with the doctrine. They filled him up. He said they turned the world upside down. What was it from? The gospel. Amen. Look here what he said. And the eunuch answered Philip. He said, I prayed. And he asked him, you know, any priest? And they went on their way. He didn't say, well, what you want to do now? They went on their way. The chariot just kept a... apparently, they just was riding in the chariot. Amen. Notice this here. And they went on their way, and they came in a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? I mean, here's water out here. There's a... Thank God, a body of water. Amen. He's asking Philip, what does hinder me to be baptized in this body of water? Amen. Listen, he's got to hear baptism somewhere. It don't say Philip preached anything about baptism to him. Amen. This was something that he had heard. Thank God, and he's wanting to know about it. He's wanting to be baptized. Amen. And listen, Philip wouldn't baptize him unless he had a confession. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm telling you what, a lot of people want to baptize people, and they don't even have a confession. Listen, can I tell you this tonight? You live your confession. Your confession is what you believe and do. And what my confession is, it's what I believe and do. And I'm telling you this tonight, friend, it is God that's given me knowledge. It is God that's opened my blinded eyes. It is God that saved me from sin. It is God tonight, thank God, that's the testifier. Thank God and confirmed in my heart who He is. And brother tonight, it's got to be that way. Paul said to the Corinthians, he said, the testimony of God is confirmed in your heart. Amen. That's the only thing the Holy Spirit will witness. It's truth. He ain't going to witness error. Notice what he said here. And Philip said in verse 37, if thou believest with all thine heart. Wonder why he said that. If thou, the Holy Ghost was upon him, that's why he said it. Well, if thou believest with all thine heart. Amen. The interpretation of that is all that's within me. Is the inward man. Believe with all thine heart. Notice this here. It's to see the light, praise God. And he said, thou mayest. He said, he didn't. Notice what he said. If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. If you believe with all your heart, I'll baptize you. This is the confession of that man. And he answered and said, he didn't ask, he didn't tell him to repeat after him. He answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's all he said. That's all he needed. You want to tell you the key word right here? I know it's Jesus Christ. I believe. I trust. I believe. I believe what you preach is what he said. I believe in whom you preach. I believe he's the Son of God. Amen. Listen, can I tell you this? The Holy Ghost told him that when he was preaching to him. Thank God he opened his eyes and showed the man who he was. Amen. Tell you, that's how you get saved. That's how anybody gets saved. Somebody said, what do you have to do to be saved? Believe. Believe. You got to believe to be saved. Amen. If you don't believe, you're not saved. There's only two kinds of people, believers and unbelievers. Amen. That's right. You're a believer. Thank God. Notice what he said. I believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And notice this. And he commanded, that's why I said that a while ago. He commanded the chariot to stand still. He commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down, both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. They went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. Here's that treasure going down the water, son. Amen. I believe he's a black man, too. I don't know if that really has a lot to do with the record. I guess it does because, amen, if you look at Acts 8, 9, and 10, there were three different races of people getting saved. That's right. There was an Ethiopian, there was a Jew, and there was an Italian of a Gentile band. Three different kinds right there. You know what that says? Can I tell you what it means? Whosoever. Whosoever. Amen. Same thing as Noah's, right? Three sons. Whosoever. That's all, and all three of them come from them lines. Every one of them did. If this man here, it had to be Ham, next chapter's Shem, and the next is Japheth. Amen. That's exactly right. But I'm telling you this, thank God it says me that it's larger than the Jew. It goes broader than the Jew, friend. Amen. He had you in mind, thank God, when He died. And brother, He died in your place. Amen. It said now you can come. Amen. It's just the door is open until the Gentile. Thank God where the church comes. And brother, this man was being baptized under the authority of the church that sent Philip out. Right. This is a church dispensation. Notice what he baptized him. That don't mean he dipped him. It means he immersed him. Amen. You don't dip water on a man. You can dip a man. I guess you can dip him and immerse him. But he didn't take a cup of water and pour it on his head or sprinkle water on his head. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm not going to get off course tonight, but I want to say this. Infant baptism and sprinkling and pouring is not biblical. If you believe that, you're deceived. That's a deceptive thing. And baptism has been one of the most deceptive tools of Satan to teach false doctrine. In the Church of Christ, they preach baptism, regeneration. The Catholics preach infant baptism. The Lutherans teach it. All these denominations that come out from Catholicism teaches this infant stuff. It ain't a bit of Word of God on it. Amen. A man, he would not baptize that man. That man had a personal, open profession and confession of who Jesus Christ was. And when that man, thank God, had his heart turned to that, he baptized him. Amen. Amen. That's right. In verse 39, and when they were come up out of the water, hey, how can you get away from that? They went down into it and they come up out of it. Amen. How can you sprinkle somebody in that, friend? How can you take a cup of water and pour it on their head? And I know, brother, listen tonight. Amen. They just don't want to admit it. There's good men, amen, that's in some of these places. Thank God that believe the salvation doctrine right. But they surely don't believe baptism right. And they'll hang on to the traditions of their fathers. And brother, God ain't in it. Amen. That's right. God ain't going to put His approval on that. The only Son of God was baptized. Amen. Picture of the death, burial, and resurrection. Notice this. And when they were come up out of the water, notice this. The Spirit. Here it is again. The Spirit. The Spirit. You can't put the Spirit in a corner and you can't put Him on your map. The Spirit is the Spirit that leads you in those. And He said, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip and that the eunuch saw Him no more. Notice that He saw Him no more. And he went on his way what? Rejoicing. He was going back to Ethiopia, thank God, praising God. Amen. He got saved. Amen. I heard one preacher preach on this a long time ago when I just had called to preach. He said, you know, I can imagine on that chair, he had a sign on the back that says, Jesus saves. Amen. Pretty good. I like that. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. He went to Jerusalem, the church. And the worship, praise God, he's going back to Ethiopia and saved. Amen. That's right. And I'll tell you what, I read some history today. I can't tell you that it's inspired writings, but I heard, thank God, this man went back and shook to Ethiopia and Candace got saved. That's what it said. And I heard in the read this day that Candace was baptized in the same place. Some got baptized. I don't know. I must have said that's what I read. I didn't say it's inspired. But there's a lot of history, thank God, that you can read and get some good help from. And notice this here. But Philip was found as Azotus. That was an idolatrous place. Every place God sent a man it was going to be opposition most of the time. And the Bible said, in passing through, he preached in all the cities. Notice that. I want to say something here tonight about this. This is New Testament church. I would to God we could get a hold of that this is New Testament church. New Testament church is a man led by the Holy Ghost and doing what God says. And he, notice that, he preached in all the cities. He wasn't waiting on a phone call. They didn't have phones then. And he wasn't waiting on somebody else to say, would you? He went there and preached. That is the calling of God on a preacher, friend. Thank God, he don't have to sit around and wait. God's given him a whole world to preach to. And that's what he ought to do. Amen. I know there's restrictions in some places. But the thing of it is, I'm telling you, these men went out preaching. They had a call and they had a desire to preach. Amen. Listen, if you're gifted to preach, thank God, y'all do it. Amen. Amen. Listen. Thank God, he went into all the cities until he came to Caesarea. And then Caesarea is a religious place. And he went there and preached. And that's what it says. until he came to Caesarea. What a great story here, record. You know what it shows? It shows that God's not limited where he can get a hold of people. And I mean, listen, this man's sitting out in the desert of Gaza, reading the text of Isaiah 53, and the Holy Ghost is a man of God out there. I believe this in my heart. I believe if a man's interested in God and the gospel, God will put a man his way. I really believe that. I'm telling you this honest truth. I sought God for a year. Didn't know nothing about God. I didn't know nothing about God, but I knew there was a God in heaven. I read the Bible. I listened to preaching. I was lost. I needed somebody like this man here to preach to me to tell me what the book said and the Holy Spirit to interpret what that man said. God used that preaching on the new birth by that old man of God. And the Holy Spirit opened my eyes. And listen, regeneration is the first thing you're getting saved. You got to be regenerated. Everything stems from the act of God in birthing a man in the family of God. Amen. Giving him repentance and faith. That's an act of God. See, the Holy Ghost, he's the one that's got to be upon the preached word. Amen. And speak to a man's heart. Thank God and be saved. Amen. That's what Philip done. He went to the place that man was. He ran to him. Thank God and preached to him. And that man got saved and baptized. Amen. And God used him. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, there's people out there tonight that the Holy Spirit, if you're sensitive to Him, He'll say, speak a word to that man. There's times God don't want you to speak it. I mean, God's got a setting up time that He speaks to a man. If you follow the Holy Ghost, amen. That's right. That's right. That's right. And that's the problem. Because there's a Spirit of God in us that says, go join thyself. Amen. Go join thyself. I talked to a black fellow last night. He was selling tennis shoes. Witnessed to him a little and gave him a church card. He said, I just might come there Sunday. I said, well, you're welcome to come. Hear the gospel. This man here was from Ethiopia. He went back to Ethiopia. Amen. But I'm telling you, can you get what I'm about to say to you? Every sinner needs the gospel. Every sinner needs the gospel. Oh, God help us. Be sensitive enough to the Holy Ghost. See, some of y'all's got great opportunity. You're around a lot of people all the time. Children, adults. Do you know what you sow in tears will reap in joy? He that goeth forth weepeth bearing precious seed. The seed is the Word of God. I know it's Old Testament text, but it's an application of that. I promise you this, and I need it in my own heart. If we could ever get broke and weep over people and give them the gospel, son, it'll turn their heart. Them tears will get in their soul. It will get in their soul. If you can ever weep over them in their presence, tell them how you love them and God wants to save them, it'll turn their soul. They'll never be able to shake a tear of a broken saint over their soul. Never. I've never seen it. I've seen people get mad. But in the long run, son, they got mad. Them tears that sowed that word helped get that seed in their heart. Amen. I'm telling you, it moved on people. How many of y'all wept in a prayer room over somebody you loved? And in time, God saw them tears, heard thy prayer, moved on that sinner. And now they're the family of God today. Amen. God help us have a broken heart. Amen. And obey the Holy Ghost. People that obey the Holy Ghost say the right things. Can I give you this? Jesus Christ is the gospel. He didn't tell us to go out and preach church doctrine to them. He told us to go out and preach the gospel. The gospel is Jesus Christ. Amen. Church doctrine needs to be preached in the church. But outside, the evangelistic work is Christ. Amen. That's the word, giving the gospel house. Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, and the hope we have in Christ, and the Word of God preached in the power of God. Amen. Where people have hope in the message. They lost. They need hope. Praise God. Jesus said he can pass about. There's a sheep without a shepherd. This man here was a sheep without a shepherd. But he sent Philip to preach to him. Amen. I appreciate you hearing it. Let's stand tonight. Brother Danny, pray.